Yes, well, my legislation that I have submitted for pre-filing would repeal the rain tax, the bill that was enacted back in 2012. And I can explain the reason I'm doing this is I've heard from some people and some local officials saying that they thought that they had to implement a fee or a tax based upon what the state legislation had been done. It's interesting, some counties have chosen not to do that, like Carroll County, and the state has not punished them. But there's still this perception out there that the counties have to do it. I looked at doing enabling legislation, changing it from requirement to enabling, and I was told that the counties can already do it. And I have an attorney general letter of advice telling me that since 1992, at least, counties have been able to implement their own stormwater remediation fee or rain tax. And I thought to myself, well, then why do we need to have a bill at all? Why do we need to have a law at all? And so my legislation would repeal the rain tax.
When the legislation was considered at the time, I was told that there was a federal mandate, and that's one of the reasons the law was needed. What do you say to that?
Well, again, I say that the Attorney General has advised me that since 1992, the local governments have been able to do exactly what I guess the rain tax allows them to do or requires them to do from the 2012 legislation. So there may be requirements for stormwater remediation, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we shouldn't meet those requirements. What I'm saying is that we should allow the counties the flexibility to decide how they want to fund those and how they want to deal with those issues. As I said, Carroll County has chosen not to do it. I also represent Carroll County, and they've advised me. They've met with the state, and the state has not expressed any displeasure with them for not implementing a fee because they're dealing with their stormwater remediation issues in a different way.
Are you confident that pollution would be reduced even if the counties weren't required to impose a rain tax?
Well, yes, I don't think the tax is what helps reduce pollution. What helps reduce pollution is better stormwater remediation efforts and things that we can be working on, and we should continue to still working on those. What I don't like is the state having this requirement that people or counties have to impose this fee or tax. I also believe it was done maybe to give cover to some local jurisdictions. If you think about it, if they've been able to do it since 1992, why haven't they done it? And now the state's saying you have to do it. Maybe this is what some counties wanted to have a little cover from the state saying, well, we really don't want to do this, but now we have to. Well, I think we should relieve that burden from the counties, and we should let them make a decision how best they should fund their stormwater remediation efforts.
You're running for Howard County Executive. What do you think of the way Howard County has handled this issue?
See, I don't think Howard County has done a good job with it. I think they have been very overly burdensome on businesses. And, in fact, I know some local businesses who met with the county administration when they were working on the rain tax legislation, and they were basically told that they were being overly burdened because, quote, that's where the money is, unquote. I don't think that's acceptable. I don't think that we can just look at businesses as a cash cow, that we should take their money to do programs. We should make sure this is something that benefits everybody. It should be a shared responsibility by all of our citizens, and we should let the counties decide how best to fund these measures.